is no frustrating killing me. It's frustrating motivating.
No, as a team, take it the wrong way, take it the right way.
Well, I'm hoping we all take it the right way. You know, I hope, you know, this doesn't kill anyone on our team, and I don't think it will. I mean, we got good guys. We got good football players. And I think we'll be fine.
Can you compare this level of frustration individually, your frustration right now, compared, considering what has happened over the last 3 weeks, to other seasons that you've been here?
Well, I mean, it's definitely been frustrating. You know, I'm trying to put that in the past now because we're on a new week and we got New England. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's frustrating because we feel like we have a great team. And, you know, we just haven't showed it the last few weeks. But we got another opportunity this week to show it. So we can do it. You know, there's no one that can stop us except ourselves.
Brent, when you first started working with Chip, and when he first came here, you were very, you spoke very highly of Chip, saying that he's going to change the league and this and that. Well, now when you guys are in kind of a funk here, people are questioning those same tactics and stuff like that. Do you, as a guy who praised him, still believe in his methods as far as he's going to change the league for the better and help us win?
100%. I mean, anytime you have any adversity, people are always going to question everything. I mean, that's life. But, you know, you have to stick to what you believe in. And, you know, I believe in him. I know this team believes in him. And, you know, everything I said from the very beginning, I still believe in. I think he's a great coach. And, you know, I think he can lead us to great things. Obviously, we're going through a rough patch here. But in life, when do you not go through rough patches? That's life.